Chapter 49, 5:30 p.m. De Roquefort found the Givors archaeological site and approached with a measure of caution. On arriving, he ordered the driver to slowly cruise the car park. He found the Peugeot matching the make and color he remembered.
"They are here," he said. "Park."
"I'll explore," he told the other two brothers and Claridon.
"Wait here and remain out of sight."
He spotted a tree-shaded lane, but stayed off the defined path, making his way through the tall trees. He kept walking and continued to thread a path through the tall pines, moving farther away from the lane, deeper into the woods. High above him, rock crannies groaned from a wind. Warrior monks, that's what the brothers became. He liked that term. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux himself justified the Templars' entire existence by glorifying the killing of non-Christians.
"Neither dealing out death nor dying, when for Christ's sake, contains anything criminal, but rather merits glorious reward. The soldier of Christ kills safely and dies the more safely. When he kills evildoers, it is not homicide, but malicide, and he is considered Christ's legal executioner."
He knew those words well. They were taught to every inductee. He'd repeated them in his mind as he'd watched Lars Nell, Ernst Scoville, and Peter Hansen die. All were heretics, malice doers. Now there were a few more names to be added to that list, those of the men and women who occupy the chateau coming into view. But he also needed the two books Mark Nell possessed, so rash acts were out of the question. He had to be sure they were all inside, and he had to assume that they expected him to come. After what happened in Lars Nell's house, they surely realized Claridon was working for him, but they might not expect him here this soon, which was fine. He needed to return to the abbey. His officers were awaiting him. A council had been called that demanded his presence. He decided to leave the two brothers in the car here to watch. That would be enough for now. But he'd be back.